Milwaukee in another must-win situation Friday in St. Louis, sending Chase Anderson to the mound. And it would be Stephen Vogt to step up. He's up in the second inning with no score. There's two on and nobody out, facing John Gant.
And the pitch. Swinging and a fly ball to left. Shallow. Is it going to drop? It will. And the Brewers are going to get a run out of it. Nice piece of base running by Travis Shaw. He knew that ball was going to be shallow and along the left field line. And before Grichuk could finally run it down, easy play for Travis Shaw to score on that one. Stephen Vogt gets his 18th RBI. The Brewers have the lead. Santana winds up at second base. Three hits in a row given up by John Gant.
Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Vogt drives one deep right field, backing up Piscotty at the track, jumps, gone. Stephen Vogt with two strikes goes deep, and the Brewers take a 2-0 lead.
Jeff talking about a jam job fastball or anything else. I mean, it puts you strike three on the outside corner looking, and the inning is over. Puts you back on the DL and for the rest of the winter, for that matter.
The pitch, ground ball sharply hit, dive by Walker, gets up, goes to second for one, on to first, two, a double play. You will not find a better double play at turn than the one the Brewers just did.
Eric Thames now. Swings and lines one to right field. This is going to be a base hit. And they're going to send the runner, and he's going to score on the throw all the way home.
The Brewers stay alive in the NL wildcard race as they beat the Cardinals 5-3 on Friday. It's a great close to Chase Anderson's season. He throws seven innings of three hits and one run ball, walking one and striking out five. He closes the regular season with a 12-4 record and a 2.74 ERA. Milwaukee stays alive in the wild card picture as they close out the Cardinals 5-3 in St. Louis. And after the game, here's Brewers skipper Craig Counsell.
I mean, he pitched a beautiful game, and a game when we needed innings from our starter, and he delivered a beauty.
What made him so good tonight? What did he have work?
I thought his curveball was really good tonight. He got a lot more ground balls than I think he generally gets. I don't know how many ground balls Vassell didn't provide that for me, but he got, it was a ton of ground balls, and so that was a little different for him. But I thought his curveball was a really big pitch for him tonight.
Has that been, if you had to say what was the biggest thing for him this season as he took a step forward, having that pitch as a weapon, the cutter?
Yeah,
I think
certainly the curveball is the pitch that's probably taken the biggest step forward. I think he's turned into a four-pitch pitcher, which I still think puts the hitter never really in a good mode as far as, sitting on something. I think the velocity's up a tick, which is always helpful. But the curveball is the pitch that's, come the farthest for sure.
At what point he had retired 18 and 19 with DeJong's home run, but just what that does to an opposing lineup in terms of shutting them down.
Yeah, they didn't get any rallies going. Certainly, the play that Walker double play was a huge play, because it was in the sixth when you're probably getting tired a little bit and just stop that inning, and then it becomes two outs, nobody on. But it's never a time for them to feel like they're in the game and get a chance with the way he was doing it.
Vogt was kind of in the middle of all your offensive rallies. He drove in three runs for a guy who's catching every day.
Yeah, I know, he had a great day. One of his outs was really hard hit. He dinked one in there the first time, but it was a big day. Executed an at bat. His ball wasn't the one we scored on the contact play. It's a nice base running, but we did. Steven did a nice job tonight all around. Called a very nice game as well.
Does Chase's performance, given what was on the line tonight and how important, does that magnify it a little bit more when you come out and do it, when it means as much as it did tonight?
Well, I think when you're at this point, every single performance that guys are putting out there are magnified. JJ's performance to me is getting through that inning was a nice deal. A guy like Steven having a big night, Eric on base three times. So, look, when you need these games, these performances, they come up big for sure.
I'm sure you saw the Dodgers didn't give you much help tonight. Saw that early in your game.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's one night where we didn't get what we wanted. You know, it looks like Colorado will win tonight, but, you know, I think LA is certainly a team capable of winning two in a row. So we're alive. We're alive with 2 days to go. So we'll take it, and we'll have fun playing tomorrow and know that it means something.
Do you have a Corey Hot, Craig, before you scored the four, you went up by four, or is it just a thing of not going to mess around, get your clothes in?
Well, yeah, I mean, Corey was ready to go to start the inning. And if, frankly, if we scored another run, there's somebody else was going to pitch. But with at the top of their lineup up four, we just decided to go to Corey.
Steven Vogt had a big night, driving in the first two runs for Milwaukee, and he talks about the latest big win for the Brewers.
Yeah, obviously, you said Chase right away, that we don't win tonight without him. He was outstanding. You know, biggest game of the year, steps up, goes, you know, 7+. Really just threw the ball wherever he wanted tonight, kept them off balance, did a great job. You know, and obviously you always want to come through for your teammates in a big spot. So I was fortunate to get some good pitches to hit, put in some situations to, with some runners in scoring position. So, you know, credit the guys in front of me that got on base.
Steven, I don't know how well you knew him being in different leagues before this year, but what has sort of rounded him out as a pitcher this year in your
Chase? You know, obviously facing him last year, you know, it was all about the changeup. You know, and then this year, really his curveball has emerged as one of as you know, right up there with his changeup. I would say they're pretty even as far as his off-speed goes. So him being able to put his fastball where he wants, you know, he's pitching with his fastball at the top of the zone better. You know, just talking with DJ, and DJ was the one that really kind of told me that, where he's really worked this year to be able to pitch with his four-seam at the top of the zone, throw the curveball off of that, and then that's, in a sense, making his changeup a better pitch as well. So really it's been the fastball command and then added in with the command and consistency of his curveball.
This is not a great job of keeping the ball down. There's a lot of ground balls.
Yeah, I mean,
your infield.
Yeah, I mean, our infield is unbelievable. Like Orlando's, he's so much fun to watch. I just love watching him from catching, and then, you know, Travis and Neil as well made some really great plays, and you know, we were really good on all three sides tonight, and that's why we won.
The fourth side you weren't good on, and that's the beating the Rockies.
Yeah, you guys had to see.
I know we can't control that. You know, obviously you're looking up, but you know, hey, win tomorrow, take care of what we can take care of, and let the chips fall where they do.
Is that kind of hard to do? I mean, you guys do what you do, but knowing the part of it you have no control over,
yeah,
is that difficult?
Of course it is. You know, obviously we need some luck right now. We need some luck, and we need the Dodgers to take two. Over the next couple days. So, you know, we're going to come out, we're going to play hard, we're going to control what we can, and that's trying to win tomorrow.
Chase Anderson continued his strong second half, closing out his regular season with fine fashion. He finishes 12-4 as he throws seven innings of one-run ball, giving up just three hits, and talks about his finale.
We got to sweep this series, and Rockies need to lose too, but mathematically we're still in it, so I hope that happens. I got Kershaw going tomorrow for the Dodgers, so that'd be a tough game for the Rockies to play. So, you know, we're just going to play our game here, one at a time, you know. I think the biggest thing is we've had a great season so far, regardless of what happens. The guys in the Sculpt House have done an amazing job coming to the park every day. The pieces that Dave and Matt and the guys have got for this team has just been it's been very impressive. You know, a lot of people didn't expect us to be in this position this early in this rebuilding process, and we're here. So something to definitely build off of.
We talked a little bit yesterday just about, you know, you've taken the ball kind of each start here in September, each one kind of bigger than the last one you've done on short rest. Just how proud are you of what you've done personally?
You know, I just think I pride myself on working hard, getting better each year, trying to evolve in this game. And, you know, a lot of credit goes to Derek Johnson. He's helped me out tremendous. I don't think I'd be in this position without him, so a lot of credit to him. And I know he doesn't get enough notoriety, but you know, this year has been a very good one for me personally, not just with the results, but just having four pitches to go out there every outing and get hitters out. I think when you have that many weapons in your bag, you feel confident. So it's been an awesome year so far.
One thing you did tonight is deliver some innings. It's no secret how much the pen's been used down the stretch. You got a bullpen game coming up too tomorrow. How good did that feel?
It always feels good when you pitch seven innings into the eighth inning. I mean, that's kind of a sense of a pride thing for a starting pitcher, because you know, to give those guys a rest, and your team's in a good position to win the game. So I always like going that far.
it's an awesome sense of pride thing that you do it or die. It's do or die, basically. So the stakes were a little higher. Does it mean more to you to do it under those circumstances?
It does. You know, I think my mentality since I've been a young kid is I've always had to earn everything. My back's always been against the wall. And that's kind of how I thrive. And pressure, more pressure, the better, I think. And my dad always preached to me, you know, you work hard, no matter what happens. You got a heart of a lion, you go out there and you do your thing, and, you know, good things are going to happen.
Does your mind, do you allow your mind to go to Chase Field, Zach Greinke, former team, all that stuff on Wednesday?
I think a little bit, yeah. I mean, that'd be awesome. I mean, if we get in that position and play those guys, and it's going to be a dogfight. I'm looking forward to it. We got to win these next two games, though.
Saturday, it's another must-win game for the Brewers as they send junior Garrett to the mound against Luke Weaver of St. Louis.